The revolution in Egypt is being greeted with enthusiasm, but with a healthy dollop of cynicism, too, in the former Soviet Republic of Ukraine. That may be because Ukrainians had a revolution of their own in 2004, and it didn't turn out too well. It was the Orange Revolution, and it came with promises of a clean government, political pluralism, and economic progress. Well, the revolution was a success, but those promises went unfulfilled. Bridget MacArthur reports that it's literally a case of meet the new boss, he's same as the old boss.
Yevhen Fedchenko had mixed emotions as he watched Egyptians celebrate the recent overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak.
We share your euphoria about the results, but let's see what will happen next.
Fedchenko is a professor of journalism at the National University of Kyiv Mohyla Academy. He was involved in the Orange Revolution.
And I never regretted a moment that I was a part of that hugely important event for Ukraine.
Fedchenko says the political revolt that swept across Egypt and other parts of North Africa and the Middle East reminds him of what happened in his own country in 2004. In both cases, tens of thousands of ordinary citizens banded together to challenge an autocratic regime for the first time.
So from a psychological point of view and sociological point of view, both events are really great to start people expressing their feelings. And that brings them to be more involved in political system. So from that point of view, the importance is huge.
Anastasia Bezverka was one of the student leaders of the Orange Revolution. She, too, cheered along with Egyptians after Mubarak was forced to step down. But she thinks the struggle for democracy in Egypt has barely begun.
After each type of this kind of events, there's always a great hope and a great expectation about the outcomes of the revolution itself, which is only a revolutionary moment that can be used or may not be used for the profound and sustainable social change.
Ukrainians never got beyond their revolutionary moment, says Yevhen Fedchenko, for a simple reason.
This whole event was about one person, which also was a great mistake.
That person was Viktor Yushchenko, the opposition candidate who beat the incumbent president's hand-picked successor only after nationwide protests forced a rematch.
Народный президент Украины Виктор Ющенко!
After President Yushchenko was sworn in, Ukraine's pro-democracy activists folded up their tents and orange banners and went home. They figured their work was done. Then they watched in dismay as Yushchenko failed to enact any meaningful political reform during his 5 years in office. Again, Yevhen Fedchenko.
Ukraine now is moving back to pre-2004 in terms of political culture, pressure on media, the opposition. So that's always a problem with revolutions when you really expect big changes and you rely heavily on one person to do that and this person fails.
Yushchenko won just 5% of the vote when he ran for re-election in last year's presidential race. The man who won, Viktor Yanukovych, has quickly restored one-party rule in Ukraine, harassed and jailed opposition figures, and brought Ukraine firmly back into the Russian sphere of influence. President Yanukovych, by the way, was the candidate who tried to steal the 2004 election, which sparked the Orange Revolution. Student leader Anastasia Bezvarka says true systemic change takes sustained grassroots activism. And she thinks Egypt faces even greater challenges in this regard than Ukraine.
Because let us be realistic, in the country where there was a military rule for so many years, where there was an authoritarian regime, it is hard to establish a democratic society within kind of a year or two. There has to be a strong will of the whole nation to build the institutions that will ensure the democratic changes happening as a system, not as a will of a certain politician.
Anastasia Bezvarka and other veterans of the Orange Revolution still hope Ukraine can resume its transition to democracy. And they'll be watching to see whether citizen activists can make that happen in Egypt and other parts of the Arab world. For The World, I'm Bridget MacArthur.